In Nigeria, incumbent President Olusegun Obasanjo is expected to be declared the winner of Saturday's election. Obasanjo has an insurmountable lead, 61% against 32% for his closest rival, Muhammadu Buhari. But there's evidence of vote fraud, including ballot stuffing and intimidation. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Port Harcourt in southern Nigeria. There are international election monitors in Nigeria. Have they commented on the conduct of the election?
Yes, they have. And for the most part, they say that things went relatively well in Nigeria compared to the week before when the legislative elections had been held in a very chaotic manner. They said that the elections for the president went quite well in most of the country. However, in some places, they said there were numerous problems, gross falsification of results, people coming in and stealing ballot boxes, some intimidation of voters right at the polls that was driving opposition supporters away. So they said that those problems really compromised the results in several areas of Nigeria.
What about Buhari, the loser by nearly a 2-to-1 margin? Has he said anything?
Well, his chief spokesman has come out and called the election a joke. And he says that if things continue like this, referring to the results that are coming in, he said, we will certainly not accept the results. It's a strong statement in part because Buhari has said that he's going to call for mass action against the government if his view is that these elections were fraudulent. So it appears that that is going to be his view. The question now is whether he's going to call for mass action against the government.
Given Nigeria's history, what were the chances of a free and fair election?
Well, Nigeria is very much in the early stages of democracy. In its 43 years since independence, it's been ruled most of that time by military dictators. Olusegun Obasanjo was one of them back in 1976. Buhari was another one. Part of what's interesting here is that in 1983, Buhari actually launched a coup in very similar circumstances. There had been an elected civilian government. The results of the election at that point in time were questioned widely across the country, and Buhari came in with a coup and took power.
Any worries about violence there?
Yeah, there are a lot of concerns about violence. Since Obasanjo came to power 4 years ago, about 10,000 people have been killed here in ethnic, religious, and political violence. Buhari's from the north. He's a Muslim. Obasanjo is a Christian from the south. There's been a lot of tension between these two groups. On election day itself, six people were reported to be killed at a polling station in a shooting at the polling station. Also, on election day, things were really clamped down here. There was a curfew across the country. There was a travel ban. No one was supposed to be out of their homes except to go out and vote. That got widely ignored in the afternoon, but the police were out in force on election day, and then we had Easter. And now with the returns coming in, there is a lot of concern that reaction by people who feel that the election was fraudulent could turn quite violent.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Port Harcourt, Nigeria.